Soyer Lashem brings the soyer that's the penit, but you also bring another soyer, a chatis, on the Yard Mizbeach. So there's a hekesher, the iskosh chitz on the plimi. I learn out the chitz on from the plimi. So just like the plimi, its kapor is only once a year, and it's only mechatur on one chet. So the same thing that the soyer achitzon, the musaf on Yom Kippur, it's only mechatur for one chet. Only a case of Ein Leidiyah Batchilo V'yesh Leidiyah Batsayf, and also that Tzapor is only Achas Vashono. It's only once a year and not twice a year. Therefore the Gimel Regolim is not Mechaper on this, and this is not Mechaper what Yom Kippur does. So that's of Shimon Svara, each one is separate.
Rabbi,
so now each one has its own Tzapor. Now the other one was like this. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehudu Aymer, Mishmoy. Shimon Ben Yehuda says over like this, that it goes, what? The name of Shimon Ben Yehoi. So Shimon Ben Yehuda says over the name of Shimon Ben Yehoi, that Maishno de Rosh Chadashim Deloy Mechapri Ad Regolim. Shimon Ben Yehuda says that Rosh Chodesh is only Mechapri for it, but the Gimel Regolim is Mechapri for Rosh Chodesh also, and Yom Kippur is Mechapri for all three. Now what's the story here? Maishno de Rosh Chodeshim, the loy mechapri ad regolim. The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is only mechapri on the Torah Shokol at the Tomei and nothing else. The Yom Makro, the pasuk says, Ovein. So Idashim Ovein Echad who noisei v'yeno noisei shtei avoinos. That's good. For Rosh Chodesh is clearly Ovein Echad and nothing else. Now the regolim namri is so loy mechapri ad Rosh Chodeshim. Why do you say that the Musaf of Gimel Regolim is mechaper for itself and also for the chet of Tor, Shochlas Atomim, like Rosh Chodesh? Why? I should say that the Gimel Regolim is not mechaper for the Rosh Chodesh. Why? The Yom HaKroh, like we had before, the pasuk says Oiso. It says Oiso by Rosh Chodesh. So I should darshin Oiso Hu Noisem Oven V'Yein Acha Noisei Oven, that only the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh could be mechaper on a Tor that ate Bosa Kochim that's Tomei. But no other korban could be mechaper. How could Hashem Ben Yehuda hold that the Gimel Regolim and the Musaf of Yom Kippur is also mechaper on the Torah Shochel at the Tomei? So the answer is Hashem Ben Yehuda Oyser Lamash Malay. He does not make this Rosha. Him Oyser is not the Medayik. Only this and nothing else. That's the normal way of speech. The Torah says, take this korban, for not lafuke the other Musafim. Hashem Ben Yehuda holds the other two Musafim of Yom Kippur, and Gimel Regolim is also Mechaper on this Ovein or Eido, on this Ovein of a Tor, Shochal Tomei. Now, Maishno de Regolim, though, to Loi Mechaper at Yom HaKippurim, you say it only goes downwards, that the Musaf of Gimel Regolim is Mechaper for itself, and also for what Rosh Chodesh is. But not upwards, it is not mechaper on Ein Leidiyah Batchilo V'yesh Leidiyah Batsayf. On what the Musaf of Yom Kippur is mechaper, the Gimel Regolim is not. Why not? Yom HaKroh, because Yom HaKroh, the pasuk says, Achas Tashona. That means Kapor Rezu, this forgiveness that the story that's born in Yom Kippur does, Loitei El Achas Tashona. This Kapor is only here once a year. Mashma, the Kapor of Yom Kippur, it's only once a year. Therefore, the Gimel Regolim cannot be mechaper on what Yom Kippur is. But the Moriyachi is so, the Yom HaKippurim Nami, loy nechaper ad Regolim. Why don't you also agree then that the Musaf of Yom Kippur should not be mechaper for what the Gimel Regolim is? Because it's dash and achas. It's only one and no other kapara. Achas, it says by Yom Kippur the word achas. So we dash in before, kapara achas mechaper. That the Musaf of Yom Kippur is only mechaper on one chet, only on Eshli Adiyah Basayf, and not on anything else. So Kashan of Shimon Ben Yehuda, that he holds not. He holds the Musaf of Yom Kippur is mechaper on all three Averis. Why doesn't he dashin kapor achas? So the answer is again, achas lemash malay. This type of a drasha he does not like, it's not mashma to him. Just the word achas, that it says kapor achas, it's not loy mashma that it could only be mechaper for one kapora. Now, its kapora is only once a year, that's true. But that it does not have the power to do what the Gimel Regolim does, or what Rosh Chodesh does, that must go from Dash. That's like Mashmalu, that's a Machlaika Taradash in the Psukim. Is Akas Mashmalu 1 in the Mi'ib, or no? Sizi of Shimon Shita, then it goes downwards. Yom Kippur 3, Gimel Golem 2, and Rosh Chodesh only 1. Was Amai, the Chit Siv, Akas, the Soran Asrif Nimsiv. More ask the question now, why do we make this whole drasha for? This is the first kash we asked before. That it, where does it say the word achas? It only says it by the soyer and asa b'fnim. So that kapora is only once a year. But the kapora, what the soyer ha-achitzon does, what the musaf of Yom Kippur does, it doesn't say achas pashona. So maybe the ochid, the regolim nami, nechapra ad Yom Kippurim. If so, let the korban of Musaf or Gimur Golem be mechaper on the chet that Yom Kippur has. The chit siv achas b'soyer and asir v'fnim siv. Because when it says the word achas pashona, that its kapor is only once a year, that's going on the pnim, on the soyer l'Hashem, not on the Musaf of Yom Kippur. Was going on the soyer l'Hashem, which is mechaper on yesh l'yadiyah b'atchilo, just ein l'yadiyah b'atsoif, so it's toilo until you find out about it. That is only once a year. But maybe what is soy rachitzoy on ein lo yediyah batchilo, v'yesh lo yediyah batsoif, maybe that kapora could be three or four times a year. That Yom Kippur is mechaper on that, and any one of the Gimel Golem is also mechaper. How do I know not? It's words like this, v'yaylam really achas mashmalei. No, achas is mashmatim. But v'shani hocho, the Yom HaKroh, the Pasuk says, v'chiper Aaron al kanoisav, achas pashona. That Aaron's kaporo is only once a year, what? On the kronos, on the corners of the Mizbeach HaPnim. Now, karnoisav, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, who the kaporo achas mechaper, v'yena mechaper shtei kaporos. This diet, that on the Pnim, it's only mechaper, one kaporo, not two kaporos, that it only says on the Mizbeach HaPnim, on the soil Hashem that's brought l'panim. For the chitzon, Mashenke in the musaf of Yom Kippur, the soil that's brought on the zera chitzon, afilo shtei kaporos, could even be mechapa shtei kaporos. That's of Shem Shita, that the musaf of Yom Kippur is mechapa on three averis, on what Yom Kippur is, on what the Gimel Golem does, and on what Rosh Chodesh does. That's what it runs out. That's why we say achas pashono, that's only on the pnim, on the karnaisov, on the zdech ha-pnim, there it has a kapora once a year, that's it. Mashaykh and the zdech ha-chitzoy, the musaf of Yom Kippur, if Shimon knows is mechaper on all three. No. Omar Ula, but the chitzoy is a kapora, Omar Ula, Ula says like this, Omar Rabbi Yechanim and Rabbi Yechanan, Temidin shloy hutzvuchu letzivum. At the end of the year, at the end of Adar, the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there were always at least four Tamidim left over. There's a lot of Otsi Rashi. Rashi says, Tamidim, a korban Tamid, Shlayotzuchu Letzibu, that the Tzibu does not need. Rashi says, Shalokha Mimoya Truma Saleshra. It was bought from the money they collected from the Shkolim. Utanan, Ein Poichsim Mishisha Tloyim Amobukorim, Veleshka Tatloyim. You always have to have at least six animals ready for Korban HaTzomit. Even though we only use two a day, we have to be afraid, maybe there'll be a mumin one, you always have to have six on hand, four extra. Now, Kishimagiyah Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when it comes the first day of Nisan, Lohoyu Makriven Shuv Korbanos Tzibor Mimoyah Satrum HaShleshtaket. You cannot bring the Korbanos that were bought from the money of last year's Shkolim. And the Mor Rosh Hashanah says, Chodesh bechodshoi, that means chadesh vavei, korban mitruma chadosha. That from Rosh Chodesh onwards, you could only bring korbanos that were bought from the new money. They collect the shkolim in Adar, in order that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he'll have the money on hand to buy the new korbanos. But on Rosh Chodesh Nisan onwards, a korban that you bought with last year's money, you cannot use anymore. So it comes out the last day of Adar, you had six korbanos on hand. So true, you used two of them that day, but you have four left over. So every single Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have at least four korbanos left over from last year's cheshbon that you cannot use now. So what do we do with these? We have four kavanas left over. What should we do with them? So that's our Gemara that Rabbi Ulam Rabbi Yochanan says the Chiddush. Again, that to me, the Mishnah for the Tzibur. These four kavanas to meet him that are not needed for the Tzibur anymore, they cannot use it. Niftin to meet him, a tremendous Chiddush. You're allowed to be poyder it now the way they are, even though they're a tam. Even though the chetchila and had a kedushas aguf on it, when you first brought this carbon, the animal, they were makdish and said, this should be for carbon atomic. No. So it has kedushas aguf. Now when it comes to shkedush nitzin, we do not need these four kabonis. So he said the chiddush, you could be poyder. Take money and take the kedusha off these animals onto money. Even though the animal has a kedushas aguf. And usually, by other kabbalists, we do not say this. Usually, once a carbon, an animal, has a kedusha saguf, the kedusha cannot go off unless it becomes a mum. You have to wait until the blemish comes on the animal. It's not fit for the mizbeach. Then you could be paid to it. But kol zaman is fit for the mizbeach, it's a lapidion. The svar is kedusha sheben hechel ocho. Where did the kedusha go? See, if you can tell the kiddush. That since it's a carbon at Tzibur, and the Maskonos HaGemara is, it's a new Tanai. The Maskonos HaGemara is that when the Tzibur first bought these Kabbalas, they bought it with a condition that it only has Kedusha if we need it. But if we do not need it, it should not have the Kedusha. That's the Maskonos HaGemara. The Rabbon, it doesn't look nice. It looks like you can't stop taking it out. You have to pick him the Rabbon. It's a Marathion. It looks like you're taking Kabbalas and stop using the Mechumah.
How do you?
So that's what Ula said over. On this, Yosef Rav Rav sat down, O Komalol or Shmaita. He said over this learning, O Malay Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said back to Rabbah, Man Sais Lecho, who listens to you? O the Rabbi Yechon Rabbah, and to your Rabbi Rabbi Yechon also. He didn't like this Svara, you're wrong. Vechi Kedusha Sheben, Lechon Olko. What happened to the Kedusha? Yeah. These behemoths are Timimim, they're Tam, they had Kedusha Zaguf on them first. What happened to the Kedusha? Where did the Kedusha go? Can't be expired? Kedusha's not expired. I called him Maskonos. The Maskonos was expired. It was only a Kodesh on the Kanaan. But the stuff we don't know this. They were Maktish Itzam. The Maktish Itzam, that's locked by Shark Kabonis. The Kedusha does not go off. Calls the man at the Tam. You ask, oh, tomorrow he says, Yerowachi Stoivu. Tomorrow he says, let it test around the fields until the mum will come, a blemish will come, and then you can be prayed with it. But like this, you can't.
Do we have any mobile?
Good question, Rechizda had. How is it possible? The Kedusha Sheben, Lechinoch, where did it go? But now we learned, Moisar Akteris. No, it's not. Amalei. So Rabbi said back, the Atlet Tizba, don't you agree? The Loya Rina, we do not say your Kasha of Kedusha Sheben, Lechinoch. Don't you agree? We do not say this by Tzibur. You are now we're not like this. Moisar Akteris. The leftover, the keteris, that they do not use for this year, and they cannot use it for next year, what do we do with the leftover keteris? Ma'ayu oisim boshpe. What do we do with this? Ma'ayu oisim bo. So ma'afrishin mimenu tchar omnin. Or some of the verses should be, ma'afrishin tchar omnin. We separate the money. We set aside the money that we're going to pay the workers in the Bedek Abayis. So the pay we're supposed to give them, ul'machalin oiso al moyas omnin. We take the keteris, and we'll machal it on the money we're going to give the yumnin. And what we do is, we give the keteris to the workmen. The workmen that work in the Bedek Abayis, they get paid now with the keteris. We took the money we're supposed to give them, and we took the gedusha off the keteris, and we give them the keteris. Now what do? We go back and we buy back the keteris from the workmen, from the new Truma Chadasha, from the Shkolim we collected this year Adar. So that's how we could reuse the Keteris. But I call part of the Keteris was Kedusha Taguf, I mean it was. It was Kodesh. Still you see, when it's not usable anymore, you could be paid it on money, and then we give it to the Yumnim, and then we buy it back from the Yumnim. Biyamai, why don't you ask a question also? What? Biyamai, the question is though, Neimo, Kedusha Sheben Leichen Olcho. Where did the Kedusha go of the Keteris? The Keteris to have mean is, if the Kedusha is aguf, your youth that you put into a klisharis, it has Kedusha, and there's no mum on Keteris, it's still usable, but since it's halacha, we can't use it, you could be quite it. So I, you see, why don't you ask your question, where did the Kedusha go? Yeah. Ella, what do you have to say? Yeah. So you see, you could take off the Kedusha. Shmuel says no, Omalei. Rosh Chizkiya said back, Omalei. Keteris Kamrit. He asked me a question from the Keteris, Shani Keteris. The Keteris, he spices here, the Kedusha's Domimu. It did not have a Kedusha's Aguf yet. It was only Kedusha's Domim that Desdin bought the Keteris for the Mizbeach true, but it never received this Kedusha's Aguf yet. Rashi says, the Kedusha's Domim, Einbur, El Kedusha's Domim, it's only Kodesh for its value for the money. Shelokho Mitrumas Aleshcha. They bought it from the Trumas Aleshcha. Avo Bekli Lekitcha. It was not put into a Kli Sharis to give it a Kedusha's Aguf. The Tiktash Kedusha's Aguf. The Machteshis, I that had the grinder, the pounder, they grinded up the Kedusha's. Shelifka Kobo, La Kli Sharisu. That was not considered a Kli Sharis. So therefore, when you just buy something for Hegdish, it's called Kedusha's Domim. It does not have Kedusha's Aguf. Either one of two ways. Either it's you're maktish to behemoth. By behemoth, you say reizu korban oila. Hareizu for tamid. When you give the kedushas of the korban on the animal, that gives the kedushas a goof. Or else, while k'teris, if you put it into a klisharis, if you put it into a special keli in the Beis Hamikdash that they use for avoida, that's mekadoshit. But here the k'teris was not put into a klisharis yet. Such near it's only kedushas dumb. For the Gemara, if that's true what you're saying in Lamayato, Lotiso Batfuyim, if Keteris is not a Kedusha's Aguf, it should not become possible but Tfuyim touches it. Allah Matan, how come we learned? Nostrum Machteshis, once you put the Keteris in the grinder, Nifselis Batfuyim, now for Tfuyim, a person that was Tomei, even though he went to the Beis Hamikdash before Har Shemesh, if that person touches it, he's Matamrit. And that's only by Kedusha's Aguf, not by Kedusha's Domin. So who you see the Keteris has the Kedusha's Aguf, but who you see the Machteshes is the Klisharis. The Chitayim and Egyo tell me, no, Kol Kedusha's Domim, Misle B'Tzvuyoyim, Sarakasha, it's still only Kedusha's Domim, but even Kedusha's Domim is possible. But now we learned, HaMenochois, Moilim Behem, Mishuk Tishu, HaMincha, the flower, Yorba Diyasimila, once you're Machteshet, you say, Reis U'Hegdish. Kitshu B'Kli, once you put the minch into a klisharis, hochshiro lifts a mitzvuyim. Then it first becomes possible to become possible from a mitzvuyim, or else from a mechusak form of alina. So the deik is though kitcho the kli in only because you put the minch inside a klisharis that it has a kedushas aguf. Then is it possible by a mitzvuyim? But like kitcho the kli, if you do not put the minch inside a klisharis yet, lie, even though it has a kedushas damim, hegdish bought it. So what? The Kedusha's Dom alone, a Tfuyim does not passel. It only passels if it has a Kedusha's Aguf. Here by Keteris, that a Tfuyim passels, so here you see it, Keteris has a Kedusha's Aguf. Ella, my Kedusha's Agufi, what do you want to tell me? That the Keteris has a Kedusha's Aguf. That the Machteshis is a Klisharis. Ella, miyat is so, here's so Belina. Then if the Keteris was left overnight and not used, it should have a Psul of Lina. That's Lacha by Kotshim, it's left overnight. Allah Matanakam we learned. Ha'koymes ve'alavoyne ve'akteris. Ve'minchas kanu, ve'minchas koymes shuach, ve'minchas nesachim, no'ilam ve'em mishuk tishu, true. As soon as you mark the shit, this is dumb and there's nesamila. Kitshu v'kli, when you put it into a kli sharis, hukshu l'issu v'tfuyayin, because it's a form of alina. Kitshu v'kli in, like kitshu v'kli lai. So even the kateris, when is there a psulina? Only if you make kedushas ha'kli. But before you put into the kli, there's no psulina. Amilai, lina kamri. Shani Keteris, Hoyu Vitsurosa Bechola Shana Kula. Keteris does not change at all. The Psul Lina is only by meat, that if you leave all the meat, it changes the Tsura. It has to be something that rots away, something changes. By shaking spices that nothing changed at all, it looks exactly as fresh as last night, there's no Psul Lina. So it could be Keteris has a Dush Zaguf, but still there's no Psul Lina. Shani Keteris, Hayel Vesot Zechol Hashana Kula. Mikol Mokin Kashke, the Kashke though, if it has Kedusha Aguf, has the Kedusha go off, the Kedusha Shem Lechon Holcha, on a Rabba, Leiv Bezdin Masna Leyen. There's new Svara, that Bezdin was Masna, when Bezdin first bought the kabbonis, they know at the end of the year there's going to be leftover kabbonis. So when they were first bought, if they had a condition, it should only be Kaddish if we need it. But if it comes down, we do not need it, the Kaddish is not here. That's the story of Leif Bezdemaster. I will talk about this tomorrow.